This is the time of year when Alaska fishermen make sure they have their paperwork in order so they're ready to hit the water. But recently, some of those boat owners have been targeted by a third-party service that charges much higher rates for Coast Guard certification.
I want to go fishing. I want to be done with all this paperwork. I just want to go fishing.
Norm Hughes is a commercial fisherman based in Haines. Earlier this month, he received a letter in the mail telling him to renew his Coast Guard documentation. It directed him to a website, uscgdocumentation.us. Hughes went to the website right away and paid $150 for a two-year renewal.
You know, and it's serious business. If you don't file your Coast Guard papers, they can end your voyage right there.
But a few days later, he received emails from fishermen's associations with a warning. This company telling you to renew your registration is not the Coast Guard.
And I'm like, oh, is that what I did? So I look back through and it's, oh yeah, yeah, that's what I did.
This company is making themselves look very closely to be an official letter from the Coast Guard when they're not.
Steve Ramp is with the Coast Guard Detachment in Sitka. He says the company called U.S. Vessel Documentation is sending letters to boat owners across the country. The Coast Guard charges $26 for a one-year renewal. The Vessel Documentation Company charges about three times that amount, $75. Ramp says even though it's misleading, it's not technically a scam.
They're not doing anything illegal. They're offering a service to the owners of documented vessels for an agreed-upon price, and they are performing that service.
Zachary Johnson works for U.S. Vessel Documentation.
U.S. Vessel Documentation is not the Coast Guard and is not trying to be the Coast Guard, and it's regrettable to hear that people find that to be the case.
He gave multiple examples of how the company shows it is a private service. One is a disclaimer on the website. The disclaimer is located at the bottom of the webpage in small type. Johnson says it's also specified in the terms of service customers have to agree to when purchasing their registration renewal.
We don't have the same, you know, logos or anything. We have a completely unique and trademarked logo. We are not on a governmental URL.
It's not just Alaska fishermen and the Coast Guard here that have raised alarms about the U.S. Vessel Documentation website.
We are actively trying to get the company to change their policies to make it more transparent.
Charles Fort is Director of Consumer Protection at a National Recreational Boat Owners Association. Fort says dozens of the association's members have reported using the service, thinking it was the Coast Guard.
These third-party companies are permitted to do this, obviously. They're providing a service. The issue that we have is that they tend to look like they are U.S. Coast Guard official websites and letters.
But Johnson, with U.S. Vessel Documentation, maintains that it is not deceptive. He did not have details about why the company charges three times the amount of the Coast Guard to renew documentation. He also did not have information about the number of complaints they've received. If U.S. Vessel Documentation does keep track of complaints, one of them would be from Haines fisherman Hughes. He sent an email asking for his money back.
I sent him a nasty gram. I said, I hope you die soon.
Then, just to be safe, he renewed his paperwork on the actual Coast Guard website. He says the documentation is too important to entrust with a third party. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.